005. Okay, Tofresh Ayin Gimel. Tofresh Ayin Gimel. Kol Hashmonim, oils, all types of oils, lapsilos and wicks. Aksharim L'ner Chanukah, in contrast to Shabbos. In contrast to Shabbos, where you're not allowed to use for Nero Shabbos certain types of oils, certain types of wicks that don't burn well because of a chashash shema yate, you might play around with it to make the fire burn better, to make the flame clearer. But those restrictions don't apply to Chanukah for the simple reason that we can't. Well, first of all, when Chanukah comes out during the week, so the restrictions don't apply. We don't say that, we don't say that it's problematic. Because it goes out, it doesn't burn well. As long as it burns, it's a good Ner Chanukah. And if it goes out, we paskin kofso ein zogakla. You don't even have to relight it. So there's no problem with using these shmonim during the week. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to use it, because since you're not allowed to use Ner Chanukah, so there's no chashash that you'll make the flame clearer and brighter, because you're not allowed to use the Ner anyway. So that's why the Mechaber says, Kol Hashmonim v'Apsilos Kesherim L'Ner Chanukah, Bavol Bishayin Hashmonim Nimshochim Achar Apsilos, even if the oil is not absorbed by the wick well, so it doesn't burn well, and or there's something wrong with the wick, and the fire doesn't sit in it well, like it sort of darts back and forth, it's Mahavev, it's like it burns like the outside, it doesn't get into the kishkas of the wick, so to speak, and burn a nice clear flame. So that doesn't matter by Ner Chanukah. As long as it burns, it's a good Ner. Deina or mitla yofa by some apsilos. Nevertheless, it's good for Ner Chanukah. Hagol umihu, the Ramah says, but of course, Shemen Zayas is mitzvah and amuvcha, that's the preferred oil. It burns the best, it's the clearest flame, it's zeicha lemikdosh, everything. It has all the milas. If you main shemen zayis motzui, then mitzvah b'shmonim, get any oil she'oren zachvanoki that clears a nice, clean, clear flame. V'nogi b'mdino selu lahalik b'ner shel shava, they start using wax candles, ki oren solu kamo shemen, and has a very clear flame, a very clear light, just like oil. And then the Mechaber goes back and continues and says, v'afilu b'lel Shabbos, even Friday night, Shibatochi Mechanica, Mutalahadlik Bener Chanukah, Hashmonim Bapsilo Shaosu Lahadlik Bohem Ner Shabbos, for the simple reason that you don't use the Ner. So if you don't use the Ner, there's no chashash that he'll come to make it burn better. He's not reading a book or a Ner anyway. Hagah, but this is only true, Emeno Nosim Bener Rakadesh Yer Mitzvoso. Because the basic halacha has that after the half hour you could use Ner Chanukah. So if you put in enough oil that it'll burn more than a half hour Friday night, so you again have the problem that if you're using oils or wicks that don't hold the flame well, they don't burn well or they don't hold the flame well, then you may indeed start fixing it on Shabbos to make it burn better, since you could use it after a half hour. So that's why this din of it's okay to use if it's Friday night, even because you're not allowed to use the Nair anyway. That only applies if there's enough oil to burn exactly a half hour. Once there's enough oil, that'll burn more than a half hour, so you again have the problem that you may come to use it. So you could say, Bizman Azeh, when no one uses the Nair Chanukah anyway at all, first of all, we have electric lights, fluorescent lights, no one's going to use the little candle there. Or you could say that some people don't use it even after the half hour. We're no eglachumra, and we don't use it even after half hour, so then it would be okay to use these oils as well. You could have such a svara in the achrayim. Yeah, now we're learning the reason. You're not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah for your own secular purposes, for secular non-mitzvah purposes. Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol. Friday night, during the week, you're never allowed to use Ner Chanukah. Afilu livdok, ma'os. to use its flame in a sort of casual way. You're not doing like heavy labor by the flame of the Ner Chanukah. You're counting out money. Almost incidentally, you're using the fire of the Ner Chanukah. Still, it's Osir. Afilu Tashma Shel Kedusha. Even a mitzvah purpose is Osir. The Golum of Laora is Osir. And he says, the Yesh Mishamat, there some allow the Tashma Shel Kedusha, a mitzvah purpose. Okay, we'll stop here just to learn some Mishnah Berurah, then we'll see what time it is. We'll see where we're holding. Took the Mishnah Berurah. Kol Hashmonim Apsilos Hainu Kiyei Shmonim Berurim. There are inferior oils. Sheinim Shachan Achar Apsilos. They don't get absorbed well. Chen Yesh Apsilos Berurim. Inferior wicks. Shein Har Nitla Yafa Behem. The flame doesn't hold to it well. Uchadaliel B'sim and Reish Lamach Dalet U'B'Shabbos. Also, the Adlikon, you can't use that. If you ever pay attention when you say Banan Adlikon Friday night, that's what you're saying. You're giving a list of oils and materials that wicks cannot be used from, oils that can't be used, and wicks that can't be used, materials that can't be used from wicks, for wicks. Anyway, there's such a list. The Zalkadaydach, you would think, the Bechanukah also Gamkei Mahadlikon, Shema Yavoli Dei Kibui, what's wrong with Hanukkah during the week? What's the problem? The problem is, it might burn out. It won't last a half hour. No, we're not chayshish. K'mach v'dein lochash l'zeh. Because kavsayin zangla, even if it goes out, the din is, you did your mitzvah when you lit it. So you have to hear the chilek, because it's a difference. People make a mistake. Avada, if you're dealing with oil or wicks that would not burn for a half hour, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. You don't say kofsa ein zokok lo. Certainly at the time you light, there has to be enough oil to burn for half hour. There has to be a quality of oil that will burn for half hour. There has to be a quality of wick that will burn for half hour. And if not, you're not yotzei. We're talking about that left to its own devices, but pashtus, it would burn for half hour. It wouldn't go out. Nor it's more likely to go out than a normal candle, because it's inferior oil or an inferior wick. So if the din would be kofsa zokuk lo, that if it went out, you would have to relight it, then we wouldn't allow, that's what you see in the Gemara, then we wouldn't allow you to use these inferior oils and wicks on Hanukkah. Why? It's because it would go out, and you wouldn't relight it. You know, maybe it's a chashash, you wouldn't bother relighting it, or you may not be aware that it went out, so you wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah. But since we paskin kotzo ein zokok lo, if it goes out, so b'dieved you yotzei, so that's why we allow you to use these inferior materials, because even if it goes out, you're still yotzei. But again, if it gets to the point of inferiority, where it'll almost certainly go out, or it's very likely to go out, I would say even, then you're not yotzei. Even though Kofsain's up and club, but when you light it, it has to be rolling to light for a half hour. It doesn't help you Kofsain's up and club. No, but then we say it's rolling to light for a half hour. So it's extremely possible it'll go out. So we say, okay, you can use it. Even if it goes out, not Kefarlach. You will Yotzi anyway. That's the explanation here, what's going on. Yes, it's likely to go out. You're not yotzei, even if it's external, like the wind. You light it in a place where it's likely to go out. You can use it on Shabbat because you're not allowed to use the candle anyway for your own purposes. So we're not afraid you'll play around with it. What? It has to last. You have to make sure it lasts for a half hour after the. You yotze if it goes out, but there has to be enough oil that it would last. If something happened and it went out, you yotze. But you need always enough oil for it to burn for a half hour after Tzeisa Kochonim. Nowadays, you would have to have it last till around 6:20. By the time Hanukkah rolls around, I'd say 6:20. Yeah, that's like a half hour after have it burn till 6:20. Kesherim l'ner Hanukkah, mikol mikol mitzvah menamuf chalikach v'chatchilav, tzemegefen, cotton, ochutei pishtam. shuman o chaylev hanesa mibosa b'cholov also l'hadlik l'meru ner chanukah. Why? I guess it's only the chatchila, but the evidence is saying mitzvah slav lehenas nitnu. I don't know why it would be also with the evidence. But certainly the chatchila, you're not supposed to use it. The God can also be betulei b'shishim l'hadlik l'meru. Hanogim l'hadlik b'yomri sh'nechol mikam b'edach moysa v'oylech. Tzorech sh'yayanos of domol l'ner ha'ikar. The remaining candles have to be lit with the same fuel source as the main candle. Can have a little oil, a little wax. I will also show some nail of Cholechim and Mehabayas. Yachal Echad Lalik Ner Shol Shemen. Vashayni Shol Shabbat. That's not a problem. Shemen Agozel, stolen oil, Tzarechini Koshel and Ner Chanukah. But since, as we said, you're not Yotzei, it's like a korban. I guess Chanukah, which is the Rabbanim, so machmir or not. When they're Chanukah, you're allowed to use it. I will all Shamosh. Can't use it for the Shamish, because the Shamish are allowed to use. It's limited to the Shabbos Chanukah. Also, Lassos HaShamosh, Me'ashmona Vapsilo, Shem Adlikim, and B'Shabbos. The Chivim and Mutl Lassos HaShamosh, Tashmish Neger HaShamosh, and Kei Chashin HaShamayata, so you're back to the trouble. Whenever you're allowed to use the Ner for your own purposes, then using inferior ones on Shabbos creates a problem. In Nitzar Akbar, he found a dead mouse. I guess it's dead. The Shemen Mosuf, also in Er Chanukah. Okay? It's based on this halacha, though, and these ideas that some posts can say the Er Chanukah, the oil has to be edible oil that you can eat. It can't just be roi to burn and make a light with. It has to be roi to eat. It's based on these Mishnah Berurahs that or else there's a flaw in the oil if you can't eat it. If it's not good enough to eat, so maybe you're not Yosef Ner Chanukah with it. Do you have to be Machmir? If you have the Shaila, ask me. You have to see what you're buying in the store.
Candles aren't roi.
What?
Candles aren't
roi. Right, but oil. You're right, but the question is oil to be called like here, that the oil should be called. L'chatchila, you know, I would say yes, but I don't want to imply l'chatchila, you know. L'chatchila, because why not? I don't want to say more order. I don't want to, because why not? All things being equal, so why not? So it's another shekel, another 2 shekel, another 3 shekel, 4 shekel. But, you know, if someone is counting shkolim, there are people that count shkolim. So I'm saying it's not necessary. Maybe you count shkolim. I don't want to imply you're rich. Goldmeyer is not rich. I'm sorry if I implied that. Shabbat. You know what I would answer? It depends who I'm talking to. Right? Different people ask me questions, and you have to know who you're talking to. Some people that'll. So, if you know who you're talking to. A good rabbi knows who he's talking to. But someone calls me up with a shayla, you know? It's like, the first thing I cut them off, I say, who's calling? I have to know who I'm talking to. Shabbat! When we call a mitzvah, Michel Shem and Tfei, certainly oil is a bigger mitzvah than wax. The Minera Shal Shabbat, yeah. It might burn just as brightly, but the nace was with Shemen Zayas, so certainly that's the preferred Shemen. That's the preferred fuel to use. You might think, you should have the same chashash. He might play around with the candle to make it burn better. Shemen lo tidol like yofe. The Khan ain't lochus, you don't have to be afraid. The also the stamish liora. And came loikba slave and mesh lotid like yafa. He doesn't care if it's not burning so well. It may not know him, but that's only good if he's only putting in a half hour. The meeting yoser yesh chashash shemiyata also nerchanako lehistamish bo achar hashir shalad loko. Sha'oz mutalehanus minano. Me ikara din, you're allowed to benefit from their Hanukkah after the half hour. Kedaliel b'simetah freishai and beisiv beis. Levisha also l'shtamish l'orah, and afilu also shemetzifin amahadrim b'cholayla, kamkin also l'shtamish l'orah. Even the candles that you are adding to that night because of the hiddur, so they also become also l'shtamish l'orah once they're lit. But in Hanukkah, you can't use it, k'day she'enikah shu'ner mitzvah l'far sem hanes. The first major reason that you can't benefit from the Neros Hanukkah, so that it should be clear, you only lit it to look at, not to use it to look with, but to look at. The old chivush adibay hanes nasa b'menorah teknuah she'asua k'menorah she'mishtamish b'maklal. They wanted it should be similar to the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, which obviously you don't want to benefit from. Dayim b'Shabbos. And if the filu lechol etzlon do sudas mitzvah, gam ken aser. The filu livdok shutash b'sharoi. A casual thing, you're not doing it permanently, gam ken aser. Find them, I'm going to have a tash for schema, the filu lemanosan meirachol, give it to count the money from far away. Shein yodos mukhus l'ners. It's not so nikar that you're using the ner. It's not such a bizoyan. It's not so nikar. Gam ken aser. Aser, Kadeshwa Ye mitzvah bezuyusalov. The Davka Bezeshu Akoponim Tash Mesharoi. Avo Kol She'enim Mesharmish Kvul. Very important. If you're not really using the Nair, Rashoi Leishin Bebezo Beshoshin Archanako Dolekas. Even if it's causing there to be some light, but if you're not using the light, then it's mutter. You don't have to walk out of the room. Thank you. Thank you very much. Afilu tashmi shal kedusha, you're not allowed to use. Medivri atas muchach derodeo rishono, also afilu limu derech haroi. Afilu derech kvah, to steadily use it for your limu da Torah, is also according to the second sheet, also according to the Taz. Vayim abir aloha mashik tzadnu buzeh. Also, b'chein b'neres beis haknesses, ein mishtam shin la'oron, Av Tashmishe Kedusha Kamo Babayas. The Neros of Hanukkah that are in the base Knesses, you know how to use also. The Hainu Mirtul is Pahu Mayer Vetzlom, Kozman Shaloy Doku Chatsi Shaw, also. Can't have a Mayer by the glow of those Neros. Okay, let's learn a little Vaitam. First line on, I don't know if you have it, page 284 by me. The Noagim Lahadlik Ner Nosot. There's a minute to light an extra candle. Not talking about our Shamoshim yet. That we'll see in a moment. It's saying on day 5, you light 6 candles. On day 6, you light 7 candles. They always lit an extra one. Shem Yishtamish Liora, again, you gotta remember. You're not talking about fluorescence. You're not talking about incandescence. You're not talking about, what's that called? Lighting, what? No, the one that's like halogen lights. You're talking, it's dark. It's dark. They lit candles. The Shach wrote his sefer because he lit a candle and he sat there like this. He didn't sit by the computer, a thin screen computer in full color. You know. So, it's a big problem how you're not nana from their Hanukkah. It's not simple. We have trouble like understanding the concept. Why are you going to be nana from their Hanukkah? It was dark. It was dark. And they lit a nair at the window or at the door. They used the light. So how do you not use the light? So you have another candle, another menorah burning. Right? You have the regular house menorah, whatever you use the whole year round. Okay. But the minute, what happens if you walk over there and all of a sudden you want to look up something in a sefer? Again, it's dark. So you'll use the light. It's a problem. You have to remember not to use Ner Chanukah for your own purposes. So the minute goes to light an extra Ner, Kadesha, Im Yishtamish Liora. If by happenstance it turns out that he uses it, Yiel Or Hanosaf. So it'll be called like he's using the extra Ner, not using the Ner Chanukah. Well, certainly not exclusively, like he's using the extra one, the one that's there for mundane purposes. Shehu also shud l'kachron, was the last one that was lit. Yeah, now, the anichenu meirocho ketzas, don't line it up, don't have six neros and light five, you know, don't light six neros lined up in a row, and it's the fifth night, it gets very confusing. So this extra light, put it off to the side a little. Again, it's not what we do yet. It's still very, it's like one of the neros. Okay, it's set off a little, so you can tell it's not, it's the fifth night, not the sixth night. Hagol uve medinos elu, and now medinos eino agin laholsit, they don't air the candle. Rak maniach etzlan hashamosh. How do you light in there? You gotta have another there. They didn't have cigarette lighters. So they held the nair, and they lit the nair. So that's called the shamosh. It's lighting the other neiros. So the Ramah says, that's what we do with the shamosh. They lit an extra nair. They blew out the shamosh. The Ramah says, our minig is to put the shamosh there next to it. Shebo madle kaneiros, who ordered tvei. And that's better, because the shamash, I guess, was nikar. Maybe it was a thinner nair. Maybe it was thin and long, like you have these fire lighting, fireplace, it has a name. It's not called fireplace, like tapers. So maybe it looked like that, so that was the shamash. So it was nikar that it wasn't from the neiros. Certainly you shouldn't have it burn longer. You should try to make it not like nowadays. A lot of people have shamoshim that burn off first, but you're supposed to have shamoshim that burn off last, so that if you ever use the neiros, you'll be using the shamash, you won't be using the Ner Chanukah. Shabbat l'shtamish, yishtamish l'oso ner. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Brura. B'nogim adlik ner nosof. Besides the regular house table, they lit an extra nair by the Neiros Chanukah. The Choshen Shkimish Mavlikim Bifnim Ula Yishtamshu B'Neiros Shul Chanukah. The Lava the table, they won't realize it even. Aber Mikar Adin Kimish Yishu Neiros Shul Chano Ein Tzarek Lada Per Noso. If you have your usual light source, so you don't have to light an extra shamash by the... A lot of people nowadays do away with the shamash. I would imagine the rationale is they don't do away with the shamash. They do away with putting the shamash there by the Ner Chanukah. You can't light a Chanukah list without a shamash. I guess the rationale is that, again, no one's going to use the Ner Chanukah for his own purposes nowadays. So there's no reason to have an extra Ner there. We're making a chesed that in case he uses the glow, the light, given off by the Ner Chanukah, so since it's a mixture, so that's good enough. Because you're using other neiros too. But really, l'chatchila, you shouldn't do that. L'chatchila, you're supposed to try to work out that you're using only the light of the extra neir. Ola ha-shamish, b'l'vachu, echad b'fnei atzmo. Alone you're supposed to use it. You're not supposed to use it in a mixture with the others. The Haroa Omer, the Tzarko Hibli Kulon, the Lefamim Adaman, the Kamaneiros, Vayim Abir Aloha. The Anichena Meiroha Gdeshiyeh, Heker Kamaneiros, Madlika Basayom, Lo Yechashvu Imoyam. Set it off to the side. Menia Ches, from the Tov, Shalabad Zayin, Yechner HaShulchan. Besides all of this, you should have always a Nera HaShulchan. Hashama Shabo, Bafilu Rabbi Mamadlik, and Kimish Kalechot Meniach, Neiros of Mokom Yuchod, Sorach Meniach Shamash, Eitzel Kalechot Yechod, Afilu Yeshner Allah Shulchan, Yeshemi Yestamesh, Eitzel Haneiros, the Zer Odev Tfei, to use the Shamash, the Zer Mukh Behedil of Rebayas, Shenem Minyan Haneiros, because the Shamash everyone recognized. Yosa Orach Shambol, the Yestamesh, Adomi, the Chimidu Godolika Tashmishu Mimenu, also Shapir Dami. Okay, we'll stop here.